In the news, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says Iran is seeking a final nuclear agreement with six world powers, not with U.S. lawmakers. Mr. Rouhani spoke Wednesday to thousands of Iranians in the northern city of Rasht. He again said Tehran will not sign a final nuclear deal unless all international restrictions are ended together. The Iranian president apparently was speaking in reaction to developments in Washington. On Tuesday, President Barack Obama promised to sign a bill that would give the U.S. Congress some power in an agreement with Iran. The European Union has taken legal action that accuses Google of abusing its leading position in internet searches. The EU Competition Commissioner said Google favors its own comparison shopping product in its general search results pages. Margarete Vestager argued that this suppresses competition and hurts consumers. Experts say the EU could fine Google as much as $6 billion and require the company to make changes. The internet company has not commented on the EU protest. Pakistan says it will build modern land ports this year at the two main border crossings with Afghanistan. The countries hope to speed movement of goods and people. Pakistan's commerce minister held extensive talks with Afghan officials in Kabul. He said they made good progress on the Afghanistan-Pakistan Trade and Transit Agreement. Afghanistan's acting commerce minister said he hopes the talks would help clear barriers to fully establish the APTTA. The proposal is designed to permit Afghanistan to import and export its goods through Pakistani trade routes and ports. A U.S. jury has found star athlete Aaron Hernandez guilty of a murder in 2013 and sentenced him to life in prison. The trial was held in Massachusetts, where Mr. Hernandez formerly played for the New England Patriots football team. He was found guilty of killing 27-year-old Odin Lloyd. Prosecutors said that the athlete and two friends drove Mr. Lloyd to an industrial area in the state and shot him dead on June 17, 2013. The jury also found Hernandez guilty on firearms and ammunition charges. Hernandez once had a $40 million contract with the New England Patriots. He has also been charged with murder in a separate case. Police in Washington, D.C. arrested a man Wednesday for landing a helicopter at the U.S. Capitol building. Police have not named the suspect, but the Tampa Bay Times newspaper said he is 61-year-old mail carrier Doug Hughes. The paper said he acted to push for campaign finance reform and against government corruption. The small aircraft, known as a gyrocopter, landed a few hundred meters from the building. Police immediately closed part of Capitol Hill while dogs and a robot checked the aircraft for possible explosives. Now, words in this story. Consumer, noun, a person who buys goods and services. Route, noun, a way to get from one place to another place. Contract, noun, a legal agreement between people, companies, etc.